Girl, you such a fucking lady, right?
Hey, ladies. You are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast,
she only really
hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. You have to get into some juicy topics.
And she told me that she make them come fast. Why you acting like that? You ain't tripping, you been in your bag. Good girl, why you look so bad? And she told me that she make them come fast.
Yeah. You know, I told old girl she can't be judging every nigga the same way, you feel me? Gotta take initiative sometimes. Just pull up on the light. Beep, beep, pulling up outside. Chivalry ain't dead, girl, you just ain't never met my type.
I promise. Hey, ladies. How y'all feeling? So, ciao. Let's. I don't know why I want to call today's episode, but today we're talking about chivalry, okay? I have always heard recently, this has been going on for a while. I have always heard that chivalry is dead. When we talk about dating in this generation, it's always been brought to my attention that Ms. Brownstone, it ain't it out here. And you know, I guess because I was used to a certain amount or a certain type of guy, like a certain amount of love and treatment and guy, that when people was telling me chivalry is dead, like niggas ain't out here opening doors, niggas ain't bringing gifts, niggas ain't bringing flowers, men not doing these things, it just felt and heard like you was just speaking another language to Ms. Brownstone. I'm just like, huh? So today I want to talk about it because I finally experienced what y'all been complaining about. And I want to say that chivalry isn't dead. It's just the niggas that y'all be expecting this treatment from, they just ain't that type of guy, okay? The men that you expect or the little boys that you expecting to buy you flowers and roses and open your doors and candle lights and, you know, real cute romantic, you know what I'm saying, the energy of the 90s, like, can we talk for a minute? They ain't got it, all right? I think we just picking the wrong ones, okay? But chivalry is not dead. So I want to tell y'all about a story, tell y'all a little story of recently something that happened to me, okay? Let's get into some things, shall we? So recently, I decided to go out on a date with this guy. And I knew him for a very long time, but we never dated. We never, like, even talked on that type of level like that. But I decided to give him a chance because he was telling me, like, he feeling a kid and whatnot, okay? And I'm like, well, nigga, as you should. Have you seen me, bitch? Period. So I was just like, okay, you know, why not? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll give you a chance or whatever. So we go on a date. And everything, like, y'all know me. When we talked about how to vet a guy, y'all know how I pay attention to every minor, mini, tiny motherfucking detail, okay? And sometimes I care, I'm not gonna say sometimes, I care more about how a man treat me and how he make me feel more than I care about what he does for a living or how much money he got, okay? I know y'all be thinking that I care more about the money, and you know, money is a priority, okay? Because without money, honey, you can't get no honey, all right? You feel me? I'm not going to lie to you. It is a priority. It is important. But I learned, you know, it's not so much of, do he make six figures and da-da-da? It matters if he's, you know, if he's a giver, you know? Are you generous? You know what I'm saying? And I done dated men who didn't make six figures, and I got whatever the fuck I wanted. So money was never, like, the top thing I look at. But I do pay attention to how you make me feel and how you treat me when I'm in your presence, okay? The way you're making me feel when you make make me feel, it really turned me on. Okay, so me and this guy, honey, we want a date. And this is the worst date besides when I was younger and the guy decided to roll up weed at the damn table. I was young and dumb, okay? Besides back then, this was the worst date ever as an adult. Like, okay, honey. Horrible. So, we go out. He wanted to go to a Mexican spot. He said, oh, I know this nice Mexican spot. It's one of my favorite spots. Da, da, da. You know, it meant something to him. So, I was like, hey, whatever. You know what I mean? We don't always got to go to five-star restaurants off the rip. We could do this. You know, let me know what you think of me. But, okay, cool. We could do this. And the next day, I'm going to pick something. You get what I'm saying? So, we go to the Mexican spot. And, girl, when we pull up and he parks the car, he gets out of the car, didn't even go over to open my door, okay? And I was just like, okay, he just a young nigga, because me and him, the same age. So I'm like, he's just a young nigga. He just don't know no better. We could fix this. Like, we could work on this. You know, next time I'll just say, why don't you open my door? Or stand there and wait till this nigga open my door, whatever the case may be, okay? But I also shouldn't even expect him to even open the door when we was leaving out, because he didn't open the door for me to get the fuck in either, which I also thought that was fucking weird. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? But okay. Whatever. So he didn't open my door. But then what makes it even worse on top of him not opening my door, when he gets out the car, he started walking. Like, didn't look to see if I was out the car, didn't put his hand out, like, let me hold your hand while we cross the street. Nothing. He just started walking to the restaurant. Like, I'm supposed to know where the fuck we going. And as if he wanted me to run behind him. Like, run up behind him and be like, huh, hold my hand or wait for me or something. It was giving Boondocks. Remember the Boondocks where the little boy was saying to granddad, he was like, granddad, do she walk fast in hills? Do she run in hills? Like, it was like he wanted a bitch to run in my 6-inch pumps, honey. And it doesn't give that. I don't even do that. I don't run in my hills. Unless they shooting. Unless the car is coming real fast and I'm walking across the street, I don't run in hills. I like to walk. Or even if it's raining. If it's raining, I'll do a little, you feel me, a little 1, 2, 3 real quick, okay? I ain't gonna run, but I hit a little jog, all right? But in my hills, I don't like to run because I feel like hills is supposed to give seduction, okay? Usher, all right? Seduction, okay? I like to walk real slow in my hills, okay? I like to walk real slow, let my motherfucking feet drag, ho, okay? I like to walk real slow because I just feel like I want my presence to be felt when I got on my motherfucking 6-inch, okay? But yeah, the nigga just took off, like, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like speed walking behind him and I reach out to grab him and I put my arm around his arm because I'm like, okay, maybe he needs me to show him that this is how you're supposed to do this. I don't know because I haven't dated men my age in years. The last man I dated my age was in 2017. And even though he was my age, he was a little boss. He was a young nigga that was a boss. So he kind of set the tone where I don't even think or give, you know, young dudes like too much slack. Because it's like, if I see him do it, then I know y'all got it in y'all. Y'all just want some bullshit. But then again, I think people were raised, like, you raised differently. You get what I'm saying? Like, the way he was raised, my ex-boyfriend, he knew certain shit. You get what I'm saying? Like, his mom and his siblings and his dad show him how to be, you know, a husband and how to be a gentleman or whatever the case may be. You get what I'm saying? So he just was cut from a different cloth, okay? Now, did he have some shit with him? Of course he did. But he was cut from a different cloth, honey. So, yeah, after I done speed my little jiggity-jog speed walk up to him and, you know, put my arm around him, whatever, we go inside the restaurant.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
And I stood in front of the door because I'm like, are you going to open the door for me? So I was sitting in front of the door, and he was looking like, the fuck wrong with you, bitch? So he eventually opened the door for me. Then we get to the second door, and he had to open it again because I stood there. So he started huffing and puffing. I'm like, oh, my God. And I said, what's wrong? He's like, oh, it's just a line in here. It's just a line in here. It was literally not a line in there, sissy. It was not a fucking line in there. The restaurant was empty. Like, nigga, it's one of your local Mexican spots. It ain't packed in this bitch. Stop playing with me. You just didn't want to open my door, okay? Then we get to the table. We get to the bar tops. You know, I'm short, okay? I'm little. And, you know, I'm not the strongest bitch, okay? I weigh like 120. You get what I'm saying? I used to weigh 98 pounds. Bitch, a bitch don't gain weight, all right? But I weigh 120. So, you know, the door is heavy for me. The chairs are heavy for me. Like, I'm not going to lie. And I don't feel like I should have to open the motherfuckers and pull them out. Like, what the fuck? So I'm sitting. I'm like, wait for him to pull out my chair. He didn't even pull out my chair. So now I'm struggling with this big-ass wooden chair trying to pull my chair out. And he's just watching me. He already done sat down. I was like, what the fuck? Then I'm sitting there, and, you know, my feet is dangling because I'm so short. And so I couldn't even push myself up to the bar. So I'm like, can you push me up? Like, he was just like, scooby snacks. I don't know. Like, I'm like, damn, nigga, like, don't you see a bitch need help? Like, help a bitch out. Like, you feel me? So after that part, the man comes, and the man's like, oh, you know, trying to take our order, whatever, the bartender. And I'm so used to, like, I'm very old-fashioned. Like, I'm an old-fashioned type of gal, okay? I'm so old-fashioned. Like, I'm used to telling my man what I want to eat, and he order it for me. Or I be like, oh, what do you think I should get? Like, you order it. Like, that's the type of person that I am when I'm out with a guy. Or just in, like, that's just me when I'm with a dude. Like, it's like, oh, what you think is good? Okay, well, you could order it. Or it's more like, oh, well, this is what I want. You know, can you tell them my order, whatever. When I'm with somebody I'm dating or just in a facility of men that I trust, like, I want to be able to cut my brain off. I'm sorry. I don't know about y'all, but I just don't be feeling the need to. And a lot of y'all be like, oh, when I'm with my man, I want to cut my brain off. No. Like, if I'm around men, you feel me? And it's going to sound crazy, but I put certain men in my facility that I trust. You get what I'm saying? So I should not have to be on so much of a defense. Like, I have the protector here, nigga. Like, I got the linebacker right here. The security guard with the gun and all that right here. I shouldn't have to do too much. I think I should be able to live free, okay? I should be walking out here like I'm walking through motherfucking daisies, bitch, okay? Brain is in the back seat of the car. Like, that's how I feel. So he did not ask me what I wanted. He didn't order my food. He ordered his own food and then just looked at me. So I was like, what the fuck? So I was like, okay, well, can I get da-da-da-da-da? Like, I started saying what I wanted, whatever. And then we were sitting there, and after that, we was talking. It was okay. The talk conversation was cool. It was all right or whatever. We had a nice little conversation because, like I said, we were friends before he wanted to see anything, what anything could be or whatever. We were friends before. So we had a nice little conversation. The vibe was cool. But then the check comes, bitch. The check comes, and as always, and my homegirl, well, she not my homegirl anymore, but my ex-friend used to always say, when the check come, you get up, and I go to the bathroom, and I take pictures, or I go pee, or whatever I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? But I don't get up when the check come because I don't want to pay. I get up when the check come because of the fact that I feel like, all right, when we're conversing, I need to be all in to the conversation. Like, I need to be present. And this is when I'm out with anybody. You get what I'm saying? I need to be present. But now that the check is here, it's like, okay, the end of this session. Like, this session is over. We enjoyed each other's company. Now I can go to the restroom. Like, I don't get up and go to the restroom because I don't want to pay the bill. Like, I get up and go to the restroom. I'm like, okay, it's over now. And I can go to the bathroom. I can freshen up. I can touch my makeup up. I could do whatever I want to do. You know, make sure I look good. Because now I got to walk back outside. And I make sure I look good when I walk back outside, okay? So this is just what be on my mind. Like, I do this with everybody. Like, anybody that been out to eat with me will tell you, when the check comes, I get the fuck up and go out to go to the bathroom. It's always been something I did. It does not matter. And it's not because of the fact that I don't want to pay. I just feel the need to, you know what? I was all here. I was present during our little session. The session is over. Okay. And scene. Let me go freshen up. Like, that's just how I think. So the check comes, whatever, I go to the bathroom, I come back. He's like, oh, the check here. I'm like, okay, like, you know, piece of me, like, what the fuck you telling me for, nigga? So I'm like, okay. So he's like, it's $80. And I'm like, okay. He's like, yeah, do you got half? Half on an $80 bill, my nigga? You ain't got $80? Like, real shit, I could have paid the bill myself. You get what I'm saying? You don't have $80. And I just was like, huh? So I could have flexed and just threw my card on the table and paid for the whole bill, but I didn't want to embarrass him like that. And I really didn't feel the need to flex. At that point, I just knew, like, yeah, we're never going on another date again. Like, we're done. You get what I'm saying? Like, we have nothing to talk about, you know. Thank God you providing half and not saying, oh, I've left my wallet at home and now I got to beat your ass until you call your sister. So, you know, or, you know, probably can't beat your ass because you a man. I probably got to tell you call your sister because it's like, who raised you? Like, who man's? Is this okay for real? All right, so once he did that, I was just like, turn the fuck off. So I had Apple Pay him the 40. Then we walked back to the car, and he had the little doggy bag or whatever. He goes to the car and he opens the passenger seat. He opens, no, not the passenger seat, he opens the back seat and puts the food in the car. And I'm like, hold up, so you can open the door to put the food back so you make sure the food good, but you can't open the door for me? But being as though I had to spend my money, now I don't feel the need to bite my tongue. I'm like, you gonna open my door? Like, the fuck? I didn't say it like that, but I was like, you're not gonna open my door? I was like, you make sure the food is secure. Like, you ain't gonna make sure I'm good? And then he opened my door. He was like, you doing a lot. And I was like, how am I doing a lot? He was like, you just doing too much. Like, you could have opened your door. And I'm like, but bitch, I don't want to. I didn't say that part, but I was thinking it. So once he opened my door, I leaned over and I had opened his door. And he was like, yeah, you do too much. But that's just the way I was raised. Like, a man opened a door for you, you lean over and open the door for him. You know, now that's what my mom told me. But I also watch a lot of old-fashioned, you know, films, black and white films. So that's what I seen. And I always thought it was cute because it surprises a guy. Like, oh, she opened the door for me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, yeah, I got your back too, boo. You know what I'm saying? But he said I was doing too much. So then we driving back and his phone starts ringing, and it was like somebody was blowing his phone up. He said it was his friend, but he didn't answer. He told me, oh, I'm gonna have to drop you off at my house. My friend has an emergency. I need to go check on him. I said, how would you know he got an emergency? You didn't even pick up the phone. He's like, because I just know. So you could just sit in the house and wait till I come back. What? So, you know, I did not sit in that house and wait till he came the fuck back, honey. That was dead. That was it. And you know what? That part of that story is for another day. We're going to get into that part after this episode. So I ended up doing my own little thing or whatever. Now, after this date, when I went to go do my own little thing or whatever, I called my best friend. I'm like, bitch, am I tweaking? Because I'm just like, he didn't want to open the door for me. He said I was doing too much. He didn't want to order my food for me. He didn't want to pull out my chair for me. I'm like, is this the new thing nowadays? Like, is chivalry dead? Because I have heard it, but I've never experienced this before. And she was just like, yeah, like, niggas ain't doing that shit no more. And see, and my thing is, I'm not trying to say I have dated a lot of people, but honey, okay? I've been around the world and okay? You know what I'm saying? I ain't Tupac, bitch, but bitch, I got around, okay? And I've been treated well, you know? I've been treated well, you know? Even, like I said, the one guy there that was my age, he treated me well. Now, after this experience, I'm not going to lie, 25 and up me, honey, 25 and up me, because those men just treat you way better. Like, older men are so much more fun. Like, granted, you're not going to get the club, you know, going out to the club all the time. You don't get the hookah lounge thing all the time, whatever. But at the same time, we too old. Like, I don't want to be in the club all the time. Like, you go in a club, you see the same old motherfucking people, okay? You see the same people doing the same old shit, hear the same old music. It's just like, you feel me? So I'm okay if I get with a guy and he's like, I don't want to go to the club all the time. You get what I'm saying? But if we do it once in the blue moon because I'm younger than him and he just want to do it, you know, we do a little hookah or whatever because I'm young and he just like, ah, let's just do what she into for a little bit. Cool. You get what I'm saying? But older men are way more fun because they doing way better shit. Like, they taking you to the damn wine bar. Y'all going on trips. You get what I'm saying? Like, little cute shit. They put more thought into the gifts that they give you and even just into things that they want to do with you, and they got the funds to do it. You get what I'm saying? It honestly, older men give off, look, bitch, I was already gonna go on this trip. You get what I'm saying? I was going to do it regardless if you was or wasn't here, but I decided to enjoy it with you. You get what I'm saying? So it's not that I'm taking you on a trip because I'm trying to get some booty, or I'm calculating how much money I spent. Like, it's genuinely like, I was already going to go here, I was vibing here, so why not experience it with you? I want you with me on a vibe type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, older men give off, bitch, I was going to see the world anyway, but you come along for the ride. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the type of energy I want. I don't like this penny pinching, counting coins, because he can't afford to even go damn to South Beach. You get what I'm saying? It's South Beach, nigga. You know? Like, shit like that. Like, older men are out here going out the country. They doing real lavish shit. You know, real grown woman fun. And I want to do some shit like that. Okay? Older men are way better. Okay? So just 25 and up me. I'm saying 25 and up me. 35 and up me from here on, honey. Because I'm done. Wrap it up. Put a bow on it. I know my friends be all like, well, not my friends. My family be all like, oh, don't you want to grow old with a guy and this, this, and that? Nah, fuck that shit. I'd rather nigga already be old. Just add me in your will, nigga. Just add me in your fucking will. For real. Because men are like grapes. They get better with time. Like, I'm sorry. These young niggas, I don't want it. No, sir. Give it to somebody else. But anyways, yeah, so I was just talking to her, and I was like, damn, like, what is this, girl? Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to say I'm too popular, bitch. I've been around, and I have never experienced this. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like I'm experienced with life, and I know myself so well that I shouldn't have to settle for a man who huffs and puffs just to open my motherfucking door. You get what I'm saying? For a man that ain't even bring, who ain't really put any effort on the date. He had on a fucking a sweat set, like a jogger set or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? Like the sweatpants and the hoodie type shit. It's like, they didn't even put no thought into this. Like, it's like, what was this? You get what I'm saying? I just was like, And this is what I get, because I was thinking, you know, we've been friends for a long time. He telling me he feel me, want to give me a chance. You know, let's just give it a chance and see how I rock. But I should have never did it, because I already know from the beginning that I know what type of shit I'm into now and what type of man I like and how I want him to look. You get what I'm saying? Now, don't get me wrong. Do not get me wrong. I have my moments. Okay? I have my moments, like, what would me ma say? Automatic hood niggas and drug dealers and gang members with tattoos with a big flick and a big dick, and he eat pussy like a vacuum. The real rapper, he be killing shit. Fuck the scamming nigga, he be stealing shit. I mean, I let him hit, then we fell asleep, and when I woke up, he was stealing it. She sound like hood niggas with tattoos and three. I mean, I still find him attractive. I'm not gonna lie. But am I gonna be with them? No. So I try to turn my brain off from certain shit. Like, when I see you wearing Jordans and, like, you know, and gray sweatpants and shit, unless you coming from the gym or you running errands, I don't even look at you. You get what I'm saying? But it's like, I like certain type. I like men with dress shoes on, button ups, and nice jeans and khaki pants and shit now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm into a certain type of guy, type of shit. But I should have just known not to talk to him, because it was against what I was already telling myself I didn't want. But I just feel like we've been friends for a long time. Maybe he's the guy. Like, you don't know. They say that who you supposed to be would be already right in your fucking face, right? So I was like, why not give it a chance? But no, 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 no. Okay, no, no, no. Who know that song? No, 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 honey. I don't want no parts. I passed 35 and up me. So yeah, I was just turned off from that date. Now, he's done other shit after that date that really was worse. And we're definitely going to talk about it next episode. But I was turned off after the date, and I kind of made up my mind, like, I don't see me talking to him. But then when he did, what he did after that bitch was really the icing on the cake. Like, I mean, that story is fucking crazy. Like, my New Year's was a hot ass mess, just ghetto as fuck. And I said, never again, Jesus. I learned my lesson. I'm good. I'm good. Give me a nerd that's up, that's older than me, okay? I'm okay. I learned my lesson, all right? But yeah, I'm just like, I've been treated well, so you can't make me think that chivalry is dead, and you can't make me think that what I'm asking for is too much, or I'm too much, because, what's the reggae song back in the day, okay? Because I'm too experienced to be taking for a stroll, too experienced for someone to rock and roll. My voice is horrible. Like, bitch, I'm too experienced to be thinking that this is what it is. Like, I know it's more out here, my nigga. Like, I just gotta find it, and you just ain't it. So get the fuck out of my face and go about your day, okay? Period. So I was telling my best friend all of that, and she was just like, yeah, these niggas nowadays, like, they don't think they supposed to do anything for you, and da-da-da-da-da, and they feel like if they do open doors or have that level of respect for you or, you know, be a gentleman, like, you gotta earn that shit. And it's like, damn, why can't you be a gentleman to me because I'm a lady? And I was like, you right, bitch. Like, damn. But it's these young niggas. It's these young niggas that grew up in these you know, by these single moms from the trap. Yep. The young niggas that grew up in the projects. That's what they think is acceptable. Like, I gotta earn you opening the door for me? Crazy. 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 Pure fuckery. Like, you sound crazy, okay? So then my best friend gets to talking about how she, was talking to this guy, and the guy asked to come over her house. And that's another thing, like, don't let niggas come over your house. We gonna get into that part, though. But the guy asked to come over her house, and she was like, all right, cool. She just wanted to chill in the house or whatever. So she wanted him to bring her some Chinese food. So she was like, am I wrong if I asked him to bring me some Chinese food? And I was like, no. I don't let no man come to my house empty-handed. Point blank, period. And especially if we're talking, you do not come to my house empty-handed. I feel like if you come into my house, you should at least call and say, hey, Miss Brownstone, did you eat today? Do you need anything? Do you need some water? Do you need whatever, garbage bags, whatever? What do you need me to do? Because if you was going to your family's function or to anybody's house or to a kickback or a party or whatever, you don't come empty-handed. You bring in motherfucking plastic plates, plastic forks. You bring in something, a bottle, a blunt, motherfucker Percocet, okay? Percocet, Mallet Percocet. You know what I'm saying? You bring in something, nigga. So when you come over here, you have to bring something, nigga. Like, you just can't show up empty-handed. I'm sorry. And I think the moment that you start to get men and think and let them be programmed to think that they don't have to bring anything when they come around you, or they don't have to do anything to be in your presence, then you're cheating yourself. And then it's like, they just think, oh, I could come and fuck for $3.99, and, you know, and her house is the hangout spot, her house is the playground, you feel me? At the playground, you know? Playground. Y'all don't know about another bad creation, bitch. All right. But yeah, it's like, my house is not the playground, nigga. My house is not the kickback. My house is not the lounge. My house is not your outlet, your getaway drug. Just come over here and I don't gotta do shit for her. Like, no, nigga. If you come over here, you gonna get put to work. Period, point blank. You know what? You over here, I got some shelves you could put the fuck up since you don't want to bring food. I got some motherfucking garbage you could take the fuck out, okay? Bring a bottle of wine. Bring Chick-fil-A. Bring something, nigga. Do not just show up empty-handed. And that is a problem with me. And I told y'all before, you got to program these niggas. And I believe I talked about it in other episodes. Keep my finger on it before right now, but I told you, I program in. Like, you do not come around me without nothing. Like, that's just not how you're gonna do something in my motherfucking presence, okay? So she was like, is it wrong? And I said, no, like, if you want some Chinese food and he wanna be up in your face for $3.99, he should contribute something. He could do something. You get what I'm saying? Like, the fuck? Like, bad enough you letting him in your house. Like, I don't like men in my house unless we done been on dates already and I'm comfortable with you and I trust you. Not only because my house is where I create at and this is where I feel safe at and this is where my peace is at, not only because of those things, but because of the fact that it's just like, when you're in a house all the time, 9 times out of 10, y'all fucking. You get what I'm saying? Especially these young niggas. They don't know how to just enjoy your company. Like, even if y'all watching a movie or whatever, y'all could be watching a movie, drinking, whatever. But if you feeling each other and the chemistry is there, y'all gonna be touchy-feely, okay? And next thing you're gonna know, it's gonna be ride that pony, okay? My saddle waiting, coming, jump on it, okay? And I just feel like... I don't want nobody to think that they could just pull up over here, fuck me, and dip. You get what I'm saying? So I don't really do the whole house dates thing. I'm not really a fan of that. But if we are in a relationship and if we've been on multiple dates and it's going somewhere serious, then now you can come to my house. You get what I'm saying? And I think you have to be careful with who you let in your house. People energy. Anytime people come in my house, I lie to you not. When they leave, I sage. It doesn't matter who. It could be my own fucking mother, bitch. I'm saging my house. Because I just don't know what type of demons you fighting. And in my house, it needs to be a Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful place. Okay? Because if I can't have peace in this bitch, I can't have peace nowhere. Okay, honey? Shit. So I just don't like Eddie and everybody in my motherfucking house, okay? That's just not what it is. But I do think if a man comes to your house, he should not be coming empty-handed. Like, point blank, period. So she was like, okay, well, I'm going to tell him to bring some Chinese food. And the man started complaining that he had to bring Chinese food. And was like, he didn't want to do it. Like, I guess he could have just said that he ain't had the money or something. But still, you don't come in this motherfucker empty-handed. You bring some water, bring something, nigga. Or don't come over. Who raised y'all niggas? You get what I'm saying? That's like if you in a car with your girl or whoever you talking to, if you don't have a car and you in her car, she driving you around. Or let's say you do got a car, but today you driving, y'all driving her car or she's driving and y'all going on a date. You as a man, you should look and see if she needs gas. And even if she doesn't need gas, you still should drop a 10, a 5, a 20, my nigga, and be like, hun, this gas money, just something. You should not feel comfortable being in a bitch presence and not doing nothing. Like, just there. Like, I just don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't understand that. Like, that's like me being a man presence and acting like a nigga. Like, no nigga want to be around another nigga. The fuck? And no bitch want to be around another bitch. Like, damn, nigga, the fuck? So, I don't know. That's just how I feel. Don't know if y'all understood what the fuck I just said, but that's just what it is, okay? So, the man started complaining about having to bring Chinese food. Then when he got in the house, he started complaining about having to take the garbage out and shit like that. And was just like, oh, well, I didn't know you need your garbage taken out. Why you didn't put it by the door? And it's like, when you come into, this really irks my nerves. When you come into a woman's house, I'm pretty sure you ate there, you drunk there, you rolled your weed, whatever y'all be doing. You can't tell me not once did you go to the trash can. Because if you wash your hands and you dry your hands off with hand towels, you got to put it in the trash, right? You can't tell me not once did you not go to that trash can and see that trash can was full. You should have took the trash out. It's like, why do we have to tell you these things? You know what I'm saying? So it just made me wonder, like, damn, is chivalry dead? And I really don't want to believe it because I have never, like, seen this until now or heard of this until, well, I've been heard of it for a long time, but actually witnessed a man not open doors and this and that until now. Now, I have never witnessed a man come to my house empty-handed or not taking out trash, though. And I pray I never have to because I'll turn up on a nigga real quick, okay? But I never witnessed this. So I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, this is crazy. You get what I'm saying? And you know what I realized, too? Men don't think they have to do these things, and they don't think they have to come to your house with gifts or with anything or asking you, do you need anything? Because at the end of the day, the value of a woman has decreased, and the value of pussy has decreased. You get what I'm saying? Because, and I ain't saying this all of y'all, but some of y'all bitches is out here giving it out for free cheese. Like it's free fucking cheese. You know how when you go to the mall and you see the little hibachi stand, and they had the little man, the little chef man outside with the tray, with the little pieces of chicken or whatever, and you just go up there, and you just get a little sample, and you walk off. That's what y'all bitches is doing. Y'all the nigga with the tray at the mall, with the motherfucking chicken, talking about, you want a piece? It's for $3.99, hun. You get some pussy, and you get some pussy, and you don't have to do nothing for me. You don't have to pull up when I need you. You don't got to take my car to get an oil change. You ain't got to do nothing. You don't have to provide for me anything deeper than dick. And that's insane to me. So because women are now giving men access to their body without having to work for it or do anything at all, okay? Men are like, pussy anywhere. Why the fuck I gotta take out your trash to get some pussy? Why the fuck I gotta do this to get some pussy? Why do I gotta jump through hoops to get your pussy when I go down to Lakeisha's house and get pussy for $3.99 and Lakeisha just happy a motherfucker came? Okay? Let's talk about it, all right? So definitely, that's one reason why. And I also think that just everything that comes with a woman, like, our value definitely is running low on the stock market, bitch. Okay? Our value is definitely, not my value, but some of y'all bitches' value. I'm going to say our because if you carry yourself one way and he accustomed to bitches like y'all, if he come across 5 goofy bitches or he come across goofy bitches on a daily, when he come across a real woman like me, honey, a lady, okay? Because, you know, I'm such a fucking lady. When he comes across a lady like me, honey, he going to be like, what the fuck? This is unheard of. What the fuck? This is absurd. I don't have to do this because y'all bitches been giving this nigga discounts. Okay? Because y'all been giving a nigga discounts. Because a dude that's used to, if anybody's used to shopping at the clearance rack all the time, they're never going to go to a different rack. They're going to be like, I like this shirt over here and it's $50, but I know eventually it's going to go on clearance. So I'm going to just wait until she get desperate and she don't know her value and she really want me to be around. And then she's going to drop her standards for me and now I can get at a discounted price because I have always not been able to, like, really, you know, put in any work for anything. So I know it's going to come a point in time where it's going to go on the clearance rack. You always going to be a clearance rack as shopping as window shopping as nigga. So yeah. Point being period. And that's why I be saying don't never be a nigga's first, but that's a conversation for a different day. But anyways, back on track. So yeah, it's like niggas just be thinking they could just come around and not do anything because the value of a woman has decreased. And the reason why the value of a woman has decreased, not only because y'all giving out vagina like it's free cheese and you Oprah and shit, but also because of the fact that, you know, y'all doing wifey shit for a nigga has not, and he has not even earned it. Y'all out here cooking and clean, what'd you say? And she be like, I'm cooking, cleaning, wash everything, smiling green, and hand my man a pen so he can write that check, paying all my bills. And I give it to him, and he'll give it to me and say, woo woo, woo woo woo. How does that feel? That's what y'all out here doing. Y'all out here cooking and cleaning, okay? Y'all cooking and cleaning, doing all these things. That nigga ain't even writing you a motherfucking check, bitch. So because y'all doing all these things for a nigga, y'all know how to take a pause to find a song. I'm sorry, y'all. But because y'all doing all these things for this guy without him earning it, he's like, shit, I could get everything that woman got to offer for $3.99. So the fuck I gotta, do certain shit for? I don't gotta do shit. You get what I'm saying? And that's really crazy. And not to mention half of y'all giving niggas access to your wounds and having babies by them. And they don't even provide for you in no kind of way. So, yeah, men don't think they have to be romantic or pursue a woman or do certain shit. Because it's like, half of y'all giving away for $3.99 anyway. Y'all giving niggas discounts anyway. I'll just wait till you go on the clearance rack, bitch. That's what these niggas are saying now. Oh, you think you high shit? Your standards is high? You gonna go on the clearance rack real soon. Don't worry. Okay? You know, that's what these niggas is thinking. And it's sad that it got to a point that because a lot of us didn't value ourselves, that these niggas really is showing up to... Okay, I had a text message, my bad. That these niggas is really showing up to a woman's house or just in a woman's presence and think they don't have to show, they don't have to do shit. Like, niggas is really showing up to bitches' house nowadays for Netflix and chill, and they knocking at the door like, I showed up with my dick in my hand. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is bringing hard dick and bubblegum to the table, okay? Y'all remember that song when he be like, I showed up with my dick in my hand. You know what I'm talking about? I'm showing my age, okay? Or at least my old ass soul, okay? Let me see if y'all remember this song. This is how niggas is showing up to bitches' houses nowadays. This shit right here. Y'all shouldn't have gave me this new equipment. Because now all the songs I think of, I could plug in. I just got to get my effects, all that shit together. But now I could plug in all the shit I think of. So y'all should not have helped me get new equipment, okay? But this is how niggas is showing up to y'all bitches' houses when y'all don't have standards for yourself, okay? When y'all not, when y'all not demanding y'all motherfucking respect, okay? And when y'all picking the wrong niggas, all right? And when y'all is letting y'all stuff go in the clearance rack, okay? This is how niggas is showing up to bitches' house nowadays. Who remember this song? Y'all, the nigga coming up to the stairs right now, walking up to your door. Watch yourself. Shake your ass. Show me what you're working with. Wait, that's not the part, though. That motherfucker said, I showed up with my dick in my hand. Yo, as a kid, when I heard that song, it's still my favorite part. That part right is my favorite part, but I used to be like, I showed up with my dick in my hand. But no, this is how niggas is showing up to your houses. This is how niggas is showing up in your presence with hard dick and bubblegum. They showing up like, I showed up with my dick in my hand. Y'all better be happy I'm here. He said, bitch, be cool. Shake your face. Watch yourself. Shake your face. He said, show me what you're working with. That's all he wants y'all to do is shake your face and watch yourself. He don't want nothing else from your ass but pussy. And if it's good, you might stick around a little bit longer. Okay, I'm done laughing. It's not funny. Because this is real life shit, B. It's not even funny to me. But no, but you got to imagine that. So whenever I do say I'm coming, can I come over? want to do Netflix and chill. First of all, you shouldn't make some Netflix and chill. But whenever do say, I want to come over, can I come see you? What you bringing, nigga? You need to be thinking that. Oh, you could use a new bottle of wine. You could use a wine opener. You could use some trash bags. You could use some food. Shit. You could use some toilet paper. I don't give a fuck. Make it up, bitch. You know what I mean? You could use him putting these shelves together and these couches together or something. He could do some type of work. Shit, I don't give a fuck if you got to put a hole in the wall and tell him, come fix the hole, bitch. He should not be in your face without doing some motherfucking work. Period, point blank, okay? Think about that. And also think about it. I want that song to pop in your head every time a nigga asks to come over your house. Say, this nigga think he gonna show up with his dick in his hand. Ugh. You say, nigga, be cool. Jesus Christ, how funny. But anyways, all I wanted to say, ladies, is you teach people how to treat you. And also, you know, understand that chivalry is not dead. There are men out here that will do these things for you, but sometimes you have to demand what the fuck you want. You have to carry yourself like what the fuck you want, okay? And if you feel like a nigga is trying to get a discount off on you, get rid of him, okay? Other lesson of the day is, if you know you don't want to date a certain type of person, and that person comes off like they that type of person, even if they look like it, okay? Because if it walk like a duck, quack like a duck, bitch is a duck, okay? Don't entertain it because then you're going to be wasting your time. Like when he said, my friend came and said he wanted to talk to me, and I should have just never given time of day because I knew what type of nigga he was. But I didn't think it was that deep that he don't open doors and all this other bullshit. Didn't think it was that deep, but I should have known right then. Like, nah, I said I don't want to talk to niggas younger than me. I mean, not younger than me. Niggas my age because of this, this, and that. I should have said, no, I'm good, but no. I put myself on the fucking clearance rack in that moment by saying, you know, and I can see what happens. And then guess what happened? Because if you shopping at Rainbows, bitch, you can't expect to get good quality. That niggas is Rainbows. And I was expecting some good quality experience from a fucking Rainbow store. Shit. My bougie ass. So, yes, moral of the story is, chivalry is not dead, honey. We just asking the wrong person. The wrong people for it, and I don't think we're asking for it too much. And don't let anybody come around you, you know, don't let anybody come around you with empty-handed, okay? I feel like, you know, ask her what you want, you know what I mean? Because if you don't, they're gonna think they're gonna be accustomed to it. So then when you start asking for shit, they're gonna be looking at you like you're crazy. They're gonna be like, oh now, you ain't fucking for free. And y'all bitches out here fucking for free. What Jada Kingdom say? If you fuck a nigga for free, that's rape. No shade to anybody that was raped and survived and all of this stuff. In this context, we're making a joke, but it's not something to joke about. It is real, but yeah. So, yes, as always, ladies, keep it clatchet, and I look forward to hearing from you guys next time. Mwah. Fear is the least I could do. I know you ain't used to this type of attention. I know that these hoes gonna be trying to make you jealous. Pay them no mind, girl, don't pay them no pension. Ain't no pretending, I really meant it. Do you catch my drift?